Blog Talk Radio. Well, good Monday evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm glad that you have tuned in to the program. Certainly, I appreciate your attention on this 15-minute segment every day, Monday through Friday. I always tell you, and it is absolutely the truth, it is absolutely my intention to give you the truth on this broadcast. And we need to hear the truth. And it will enlighten us. You know, sometimes we are not aware of the negativity that's all around us. I am becoming aware of how dire our circumstances are here in terms of racial profiling, harassment on the part of government officials. This is the kind of thing I never, ever knew about. I practiced law 24 years. Only when I became a judge did I start to see the remnants, the indication that something was not right in government. And it is so extreme that I am disturbed tonight. I'm disturbed. I know we see the outer sightings of injustice, social injustice. And when I became a judge, it was my prime purpose was to definitely root out some of the injustice that I saw in the court system. Never would I have imagined that I would be forcibly removed from a seat which I was elected to twice with the most votes of any judge there. In fact, I think I may have gotten a history-making vote count in the first election in which I was elected as judge of the 36th District Court, having more votes than anybody ever got in the court. it is unfortunate that we, I'm talking to the electorate, because they are the ones that are suffering. There are a few people at the top, unscrupulous, corrupt people like this prosecutor, Paul Fisher, a stalker, a criminal, a man that is absolutely out of his mind. If anybody needs mental health treatment, it's him. This man is a mass liar, a master liar. And his position has been abused. His authority has been abused. He is an agent for the state of Michigan and the Michigan Supreme Court. And I say this, he should be held liable and responsible for every criminality, every act of fraud and lying that he is responsible for. And tonight, I declare that I am a winner. I'm a winner over these very adverse circumstances. I'm starting now to become aware of how much the government, through this man and through others, has intruded into my personal affairs. It is so widespread and pervasive and invasive that I know that there are criminal charges that should be brought. Yeah, he has eluded criminal prosecution, because there is such a thing as misconduct, prosecutorial misconduct now. You look up any law, you can Google it, it is quite very, very still, much still valid. The problem is getting status quo to investigate and prosecute people like this man in order to get him out of public office. He is very much a menace to, at least to me, and all the members of my family and friends, and to others, very much. This man is very much a criminal, a man that has very much overstepped his bounds with me, and I know I'm not the only one. This man is a man that has falsely and criminally, fraudulently removed me from my position as judge for no reason, but the reason that, oh, you know, you don't do what we say. Well, I wasn't elected to do what you say. I'm elected to do my job according to the oath that I swore to when I was sworn in as judge. And even in this last election, in which I won again my seat for judge with the top votes of any judge in the race, I have another oath sitting right here. I haven't sworn to it. Of course, I've been removed. But that is so important, because we need to really force the pressure. And I thank God for Minister Farrakhan, Pastor Jamal Bryant, I understand, is also going to be leading this march this weekend in Washington. Justice or else. We need that. Justice or else. I mean, somebody has to confront these very evil people, these very evil, wicked people. Because let me tell you, if this is the government that we have in place that is overseeing all, you know, all of the respective operations in our state court system, well, I still say our, because I mean, hello, I think I was in Michigan 50 years, and a few years I was here, I still say our and we. But let me tell you, this is a very dire circumstance that must be addressed. I shall never give up. I will never give up. I haven't given up since I've been in the legal system in Detroit, but it is just outrageously out of order. The steps that these individuals take to invade your privacy and violate you in all kinds of ways is just unfathomable. Well, I'm trying to say that right. but I cannot fathom, rather, how corrupt these people are. And I think they have the attitude that they own us. We're black, they own us, they can do what they want. But I want to say, not just blacks, there have been whites too. Like the article that I placed on my website regarding Judge Service from Grand Rapids, who was so crudely treated by this same gentleman. And in fact, Judge Service hates this gentleman, telling him, look, you have mental problems. Resign or else I'm going to, you know, muddy your name. And that is exactly what has happened to me. I refuse to resign. As the attorney did indicate to me, look, if you just resign, this is all going to go away. What are you doing in Michigan? What is your problem, Paul Fisher? Paul Fisher, get out of my life. I am seeking to have you charged criminally. And somebody's going to do it in a minute. I don't think you think it's going to happen. But you and your cohorts that have this continual agenda, I'm no longer a judge. You should not be in my business. And there are very few other people that I believe would have a clause against me, because I haven't harmed anybody. I did my job. And this is persistent, even beyond my removal as a judge. And had I resigned, I am very, 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 very convinced at this point the harassment and persecution would not have ended. It wasn't about that. It was about something else. And you're going to be revealed. The agenda that you have conjured up will be revealed. It's not no longer. I'm thinking maybe a political agenda, because God knows I don't know. But you're going to be really targeted and discovered is what I want to say, and prosecuted for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. This to me is some kind of personal vendetta. And, like, let me tell you, I'm not even aware of what it's about. I'm not even aware. I'm totally clueless. I am a very alert individual. I always sought to, look and see. You know, the Bible says watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch what's going on. See what's going on. This to me is clueless, except it is a demonic attack. It is a spiritual endeavor by Satan to destroy me. You have no right. You have no right, and I cancel it right now in Jesus' name. I'm just going to say it. You are a criminal, and you will be caught, and you will be convicted. Get your hands off of my business. This is a public radio show, and I mean business. It's just outrageous. It's outrageous. It's harassment. Sexual harassment, racial discrimination, and you will be caught. As long as I have breath in my body, you will be caught, sir. You and your friends, you are, and your associates, and your conspirators. You've come into my yard, taken my vehicle, and walked off without paperwork, without an explanation of anything. And you're a criminal, and you will pay. You will pay. My monies have been taken. You will pay. And you don't deserve to be in public office. You're the one that should be removed. You're the one that should be penalized for your criminal acts. And you will be. You will be. You will be. Well, those of you that are listening to this program, I just want to continue to illuminate and highlight very, very dire corruption issues in the judicial system in Michigan. It does not stop in the judicial system. It's permeating the whole of governmental entities there. And it's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. It's grievous to me that these individuals think they're going to get away with these criminal things. And you won't. Well, thank you, listeners, for listening to the broadcast today. I really appreciate your listening and tuning in to hear what I have to say, because it's very important. There are people that are being harmed every day, and I'm glad that social injustice is on the agenda again to be fought and hopefully corrected. I hope that these things will not continue, because people are stepping up to the plate, ready to fight, ready to conquer the wrongs that have taken place. So thank you. I know that I ranted on. Well, that's what I got this radio show for, to rant when I need to, because it is the truth, absolutely the truth. You may go to the episode page to listen to an archive episode of this broadcast or any other broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight. If you have an email, you may email me at bks1233@outlook.com. If you have a question, if you have a comment, or criticism for that reason, you may definitely contact me at that email address. Well, thank you for listening to the program again. I really appreciate it. I will talk to you next time. Have a great evening.